The Democratic National Convention is underway and a number of area politicians are in Philadelphia for the four-day event. It's gotten off to a shaky start as Democratic National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz has announced her resignation after leaked emails detailed an apparent bias against presidential hopeful and Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders. WAMC spoke with Massachusetts State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier of Pittsfield, who is supporting the party's presumptive nominee, Hillary Clinton.
So I'm the Massachusetts floor whip, which means that I am the point person for communication between the Clinton campaign and the delegates. And what this is, the whip is like a big communication tree. So there are five whips that work under me, and then they each have responsibility for about 10 delegates that they communicate with.
And is this the first national convention that you've been to?
It is. It's very exciting.
What has been your experience so far? I know, obviously, a lot of things get kicked off later today.
Right. Well, the Massachusetts delegation from both campaigns got together this morning for breakfast. And we had speakers who are party leaders in Massachusetts, along with a welcome from the mayor of Philadelphia. So it was really nice that he joined us there. And, you know, the message was that we're really happy to be together as Democrats, and we have so much in common. And that doesn't mean that we have to agree on everything, but we certainly agree that we want to take the party in a progressive direction and take the country in a progressive direction.
And now Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts is scheduled to speak tonight. What are you expecting to hear from her?
Yeah, so actually we have three prominent speakers tonight from Massachusetts. Joe Kennedy III is speaking, Mayor Marty Walsh of Boston is speaking, and Elizabeth Warren. So, you know, we have heard Elizabeth Warren speak many times since Clinton has secured the nomination. And so her message is really clear about how she feels about the Republican nominee. But I'm also really hoping that she is able to put out a message that will resonate with everybody in the hall and talking about the progressive message of the Democratic Party and how we need to work together to ensure a Democratic victory in November.
And also scheduled to speak tonight is Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, Clinton's challenger, has been in this primary. How do you think that Senator Sanders has changed the Democratic Party, or do you think he has?
Well, I think he has really shaped this race, and I really congratulate him and all his supporters. I really think that they should feel, you know, quite victorious at this point because they've been able to shape this platform and shape the direction that the Democratic Party is going. And I don't think that's something that's short-lived. I think this will be a message that has been sent and will resonate for many years to come. And I think that Bernie Sanders has the opportunity to give a speech of a lifetime tonight. And that's what I'm really hoping out of him, so that he will be able to tell the delegates from around the country about the importance of his message, about the progressive message, and how we need to all work together to be able to get there.
Tricia, how do you think the resignation of DNC Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz over apparently leaked emails, apparently showing a bias against Senator Sanders in this primary, will affect the convention?
Well, I'm hoping, well, first of all, about that issue, I think it was wholly appropriate that she did resign. I'm glad that she did that, and she was able to do that during before the convention really got going, because, you know, as the chairperson, she really needed to take a neutral role, and it was proven that she didn't, and that it needed to she needed to make that move for the good of the party. You know, and the party is more important than any one person. So I think that it's going to kind of clear the air to say, you know what, this was an issue, there's been action taken on this issue, and now we have every reason to move forward for victory in November.
Obviously, Secretary Clinton will speak during this convention. What sort of message do you think she has to send? Is there a particular message that you'd like to hear from her?
Yeah, I really want to hear about the direction that she is going to take this party. And I want to hear from her really about policy. You know, she will be, you know, not only the leader of the party, but the leader of this country. And, you know, we have high expectations from her that she really understands the policies at a deep level. And she will be able to get the message across of her deep knowledge of those issues.
And finally, what do you think of Secretary Hillary Clinton's pick of Senator Tim Kaine as a vice presidential candidate?
I'm delighted with the pick. I actually have something in common with the vice presidential nominee, and that is that we are both Jesuit volunteers in Central America in our youth. And so I'm sure that experience shaped his life as it did, as it shaped my life. You know, he has a really deep and broad experience that makes him a terrific leader and a terrific partner with Secretary Clinton on the campaign trail. I think he's going to be a terrific asset to the campaign. And the most important characteristic in someone that you're picking for a vice presidential candidate, you know, your running mate, is that that person would be ready to lead at a moment's notice. And, Senator Kaine has those qualifications.